Blog Talk Radio.
Tara, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, good. Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I had already started the show, so I'm getting ready to go live. You want to just come in when you finish? You ready, Tara? You just want to take the camera. You want to turn the camera off and then come back in.
What do you want me to do?
No, I don't. Are you fine? Are you free? Okay? That's all right. All right. So we missed our intro.
Are we
good? Yeah, but that's. No, I'm getting ready to go live in 2 minutes. I'm live on both Blog Talk Radio and that. So let me go on live there. Okay. We didn't miss our whole intro, but that's okay. Oh, my gosh. Well, let me see. Can I? Okay. So if you see, like, any comments that come through, if you want to comment on it, you can, Tara. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Hope Victorious. We just so excited on this morning. I'm just super proud and so happy to have my business coach, Dr. Tara Gardner, come to join us on this morning. So we got blessed. God bless you all. Just waiting for some more folks to pop on. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mousy. 19144, how are you? Good morning. Just waiting for some more folks to pop on.
So we're going to get started because I know before you know it, time is going to be like, it is time to come off this thing. So, but let us pray before we go any further. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. Lift you up and give you the highest praise. Oh God, I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. I thank you for providing a platform for us, Father God, that we'll be able to share, encourage, and motivate and give guidance and knowledge, Father. God, we do thank you for wisdom on today. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. So I see you all who dialed in. Amen and good morning. So I got all kinds of things plugged up right here. So on this morning, I want to introduce again Dr. Tara Gardner. She is so spectacular. She's so awesome. I just love this woman. I met her stepping out on faith with the Lord. And I met her, let me see. It was about 3 years now, Tara, I believe. About 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And I met her in, 2019 or 2020, one of the two.
believe it was 2019. I met her, and I just love her. She is such an awesome therapist, and I'm going to give the floor to her so she can just introduce herself and what she does and the different social media handles. So we're going to dig right in. I'm just super excited on today, y'all, because when I tell you, just taking leaps and bounds in life, and sometimes we don't take it. But on today, we're going to be talking about surrounding yourself with like-minded people, surrounding yourself with like-minded people. So before we dig into that, if you want to just tell them who you are, Carla.
Sure. Good morning, God bless everyone. Good morning, Carla. Thank you so much for having me on your platform this morning. Again, my name is Dr. Tyler Gardner. I am a psychotherapist. I'm a business coach, business therapist. I specialize in everything. Mm-hmm. But the one area of my career that has dear to my heart is public business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to discover their intentions and everything that they to achieve greatness within their career,
mm-hmm.
within their personal development,
mm-hmm.
as well as professional development.
Mm-hmm.
My business is called, I have two businesses. One is called Adamoma Consulting,
mm-hmm.
where I provide consulting. And I have the Wellness Center of Mindfulness, where I provide psychotherapy to anyone who's in need of becoming fully well. Because the goal of my business and of my platform is to make sure that everybody is mentally and physically well.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we're all we got.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be one with ourselves. I want to make sure that everybody has the proper techniques for self-care. Love.
Mm-hmm.
On
Oh, amen. That is so awesome. And thank you. And where, if they want to reach you, how could they get in touch with you?
Oh, yes. You can reach me on Instagram at
mm-hmm.
Anger, Dr. Tyra, that's AngerTyra. Or you can reach me on Facebook at Tyra Gardner. Or you can reach me also by email.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give y'all an easy email.
she would just open up the doors for you. So that's how I met her. And I'm like, how do you, I was wondering how do you connect being a psychotherapist and a business therapist, how it connects. And she told me, she said, well, the business side of me, she said, I got all kind of stress kits and things like that for my patients and my customers. Let me tell you, woo. So on this morning, that's my introduction to my girl, Tyra. So on this morning, I just want to talk about the scripture that we're going to be talking, John, let me find it. Mm-hmm. John chapter 15, verse 13 says, greater love have no man that will lay down his life for his friends. Talking about Jesus laying down his life for his friends, greater love have no one. So when we put our love in other folks, when we put our love in people and they let us down, the Bible says, greater love have this than no man that will lay down his life for his friends. So nobody wants to give their life for nobody, but Jesus does. Amen. So this morning we're going to be talking about surrounding your people, surrounding yourself with like-minded people. Also, Dr. Tyra has Tyra Just Saying, which is on her podcast, I believe it's every Sunday, and oh my God, it is so bomb. But Tyra, how do you feel about just being around like-minded people and just being around friends in this time? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like during a pandemic? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you definitely have to be around like-minded people. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, that's how we grow. A lot of people have trouble and experiences with, you know, having friends that they have been friends with all their lives and feeling like they're not growing. They're feeling like, okay, I can't take these people with me, and it's like all of a sudden they feel nasty because they don't know what to do, you know, and they're like, I'm still friends with this person, but they don't believe me, they don't support me, they don't do this, they don't do that, you know, and mm-hmm. it's just like, okay, so you need to question, why are they your friends? You know, uh-huh. and at that point, granted, be able to understand that you can meet your friends where they're at and know that everybody's not going to support you, but you have to go out there and reach and find your supporters and find those who will, you know, believe in you and the things that you have going on. Uh-huh. You know, I had at one point someone tell me, I met a friend from my business, which I had in the past, right? Uh-huh. And it was so crazy. Let me say, we had started, you know, traveling together. And so one of our friends said, yeah, we don't need no new friends. We have no new friends club.
Okay.
And so I said, well, I said, okay, I'm up to the friends club. That's what y'all do. That's what you do. You know, and, you know, but I wasn't trying to be a part of your group. I'm my own individual. I don't need a group. Okay. So, but when I heard that no new friends, I was like thinking to myself, how can you grow if you don't have any, if you don't have any time to meet someone new?
You said it's saying now.
It was like, no. it was so fun, so funny. But as I was like talking to more people and seeing things on social media, I seen it was a whole lot of people that had that same time. And I said, and they were all still in the same place, right?
Wow.
Stuck. And they couldn't understand, why am I stuck? Why am I still in this place? Why am I not moving? Why don't I feel like I'm not flourishing?
Yeah.
And so my friend and I had this conversation about this no new friend thing, right? And next thing you know, she's just like, oh dear, that's just how we, you know, we are. But as time is progressing, you're seeing these friends that is a part of this because it's club, right? Everybody else is doing it, but not supporting you.
Right.
You're right a part of it. You think you're in the middle of a clique, right?
Okay.
And so watching all that, it was just like, are you feeling friends right now?
Mm-hmm.
But when people wake up, they wake up.
Yeah, sure enough.
Well, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? And like, you know, so I think, so saying that to say, you know, you have to stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and having friends, you know, like-minded friends, that is always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be open to meeting new people, open to allowing people to share in your growth,
yes.
I think.
Betty asked the question.
Yeah, it did. Oh my gosh, because it's funny because some people, I think they mix up the two because it's like, oh my God, I have to have best friends. No, no, no. You just have to have business friends, people that you allow in. Now, I get when you have a close circle in terms of people all in your space. I get that. You know what I'm saying? But when it comes time to growing, you can't grow. And my pastor was on a couple of weeks ago, and he was talking about being stuck, you know, and for you to become unstuck. But you can't grow if you don't allow folks to come in and to share and for you to share. Now, we ain't talking about sitting at the dinner table every night and all of me best friends and that, and that. We talking about just associating yourself with folks and networking with folks, girl. And networking with some folks. You know what I'm saying? But I think we get the two mixed up when we allow people in. But then sometimes, because we've been scarred so many years ago or so many times, we put up a wall. And if you don't take that wall down, you can't grow. Like Dr. Tara said, you can't grow if you don't take that wall down. You know what I'm saying? And just ask God to help you to know how to give boundaries and when, you know, and what to share and what to let them know and how I should perfect this this business I have and which direction I should go in. Because, and I think that is so key, but ain't nobody going to love you like Jesus loves you. I'm telling your mama, your daddy, your siblings, I don't care who it is, not going to love you like Jesus. So when I say that he is my friend because I can't operate in this business without the Lord. I can't operate in life without the Lord. And people be like, oh, my God, the universe. What? The universe? God created the universe. I'm saying to God, man, the universe. He created the universe. So, but I just love it because I had to, when I called you and I attended your, and let me tell y'all something, for her business class, her business coaching class, when I tell you it is all of that, and talk about, I always tease her and crack up, make a joke out of it, say, child, when I looked on you, you had a layaway plan. Honey, I did install this. I did install this. But let me tell you, you got to invest in yourself. And I did installments and paid for my coaching classes and paid them. My daughter joined them the following year. So God is just so good. And when I tell you, when I bought that, and then it's another thing. Because I was so guarded because of past hurt, and not from businesses, but just from people, my guard is up. I had to let somebody in. So I had to trust her to tell her my vision with the coffee. My name, everything, you know, and saying, okay, hopefully she don't steal it only because I didn't know her. And then let me tell you, let me take that back. You can know some folks, but they still take this stuff, okay? But when I presented that to her, when I tell you we went through so many manufacturers, I didn't have my mother do tests, I had my brother Sophia test the coffee. When I tell you so many manufacturers, and I found that one, and I said, this is it. So if you do want to get some coffee, you got to go check out my HopeVictorious.com page, HopeVictorious.com. So, but just that of me letting myself go and look what happened. You know what I'm saying? Because I trusted God that, you know, you're the right person. How it happened, it just, ooh, let me tell you, I know it was just the, it was just from the Lord. I just know what happened from hanging up. Look on my phone real quick, and the first thing that came up was you about launching your business, how to launch your business. And I said, oh, my gosh. Did you want to comment and say something, Karen?
Yeah, thank you for all of the warm and awesome words, you know, mm-hmm. that you're saying. You know, everything, you know, when it comes to finding the right person to work with,
yeah.
you definitely have to search around,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the right person, you know,
mm-hmm.
and let God lead you to that individual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and sometimes we see in situations where we pick all the wrong people,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and the thing is, and that impacts us,
mm-hmm.
you know, it impacts our mental health,
mm-hmm.
as well as our business.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
How I have the connection between the two.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
Because the thing is, when you have a business, you have to be mentally well to operate that business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't be in a position where things is chaotic and all over the place. You have to be aligned. Everything in your life has to be aligned, you know, and that's the only way that you have to be able to achieve the things that you need to do,
mm-hmm.
you know, and, you know, rather with, you know, mm-hmm. diligent, which I
emotional. So she says, no, 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 it's okay. And bam, let me tell you, we have it the next day. And I said, okay, could you send me a box of letters for partnerships? Bam, it was in my email the next day. You know what I'm saying? So when I tell you she is awesome and amazing, she is, oh, my God. And I just love her. And on her podcast, on your show, Tara just saying, what's that, is every Sunday at 7 o'clock?
Every Sunday at
6. Every Sunday at 6. Eastern Standard Time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, it's because the
Are you ready for this, you know, mentally? You know what I'm saying? Because, and then you also mentioned, and that's good that you asked all your clients that, you know, and also your, and also I wanted to say, just in terms of friends and relationships and putting so much into so many people, like, I don't know, I just learned not to put so much, and you, we talked about this too. This was years ago, that when you have a business, people get so messed up in their mind mentally because they're looking at, oh, my God, everybody I'm close with is going to buy my product. No. Half the time, it's not the people close to just buying your products. It's other folks who don't know you who buy the products who really appreciate them and enjoy them. And then you also mentioned something about, seriously, but so don't get hung up on that. And I think that was a question you posed to me too. It really wasn't a question, but it was a statement. Look, when you branch out there, you know, people don't feel like people, your close circle is going to be buying all your stuff. It's not them, it's other folks. But don't get upset about that. If they don't buy it, that's fine. But, you know, but your business may come outside of your circle, and it's the truth. But how do you feel about like during the pandemic? Like just working with people during a pandemic, how did you have to, like, how did you feel? Like, I know your plate was full during the pandemic. Just talking to business owners, just talking to people about just different things. But what did you do to make sure that you was okay mentally?
Well, I'm a therapist with a therapist.
Okay.
That's number one. And so I talked to my therapist, just to make sure to keep myself sane, throughout all of this, because it can be a lot, you know, and being able to, you know, when, you know, I pour so much into other people,
yes, you do,
to make sure everybody else is well, it's like doing what I can to keep myself together,
yeah,
make sure that I'm well as well. You know, I relied on faith a lot too.
Yeah.
You know, so the time I didn't read my Bible.
Yes.
You know, I can keep my Bible a little bit more. I keep my Bible more. I have a Bible, I have Bible that almost every from my house, but I also have it on my cell phone. So it's like I take it with me everywhere I go.
I know that's right.
And so, you know, and it was just like, and I, you know, I got involved with my church a little bit more, doing a little bit more faith,
okay,
you know, to help. You know, to help with mental health, the mental health crisis that we're having in the city.
Yeah.
You know, I started getting involved with them a little bit more.
Okay.
And just doing things, you know, I was always an avid volunteer of a lot of things. So that, you know, with the pandemic happening, it did decrease my volunteer skills and everything because I had to do everything from home. However, I just pivoted to what I can to try to make it work, you know, but with that, you know, implementing more self-care in my life. I had to do that too, you know, being able to take time for myself and know that, you know, everything is going to be okay. But meditation, I did a lot of meditation. A lot of meditation, you know, to start my day off, I start my morning every morning, you know, with a meditation, you know, and being able to, you know, I would say shut down, but being able to shut down when need be.
Yeah.
Because I was on social media so much.
Oh, my God.
You know,
going
throughout the pandemic, you know, because I would be listening to different platforms on Instagram, which a lot of people know that I'm always in one of the platforms. But it was just like being able to free myself from that and being able to know how to turn off, which I tell folks all the time, turn it off. Got to be able to remove yourself. Shut your phone down.
Okay.
Be in the moment.
You know, yes, I like that.
The moments that I have.
Yes.
And be able to embrace the time that I have with my family. You know, so that's what I did during this time, just to keep myself as peaceful as I can. And let me say, peace is everything. A lot of you probably don't know what peace is.
Say it.
Once you get a taste of it, once you get a taste of it, you don't want it to go. That's the hard short. You want peace to come back.
And what, yes. And you also mentioned something on your show last week about Black Friday and how people were, our business owners were let down.
Oh, my God.
Because, and
yeah.
Whew,
let me tell you, Black Friday was, I mean, for some people it was horrible. I received so many DMs about how they did not flourish Friday. They hooked up with all these what ended up happening was they was, you know, put their ass out, spend the money, but I think what happened was they wasn't as present as they needed to be, right?
Mm.
Because they were chasing the money and not believing in their product. And
wow.
That's the big thing when it comes to business. You have to believe in the product that you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be present, okay? And once you are present, then everything comes.
Mm-hmm.
Things come. Now, everybody's not going to have the luck that Superfan had,
okay,
you know, back 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if you're familiar with her, but Superfan started a cosmetic line. This
mm-hmm.
is back in about 2019, 2020,
okay.
Right? This young lady, she did a awesome campaign. So what she did was she designed her cosmetics
mm-hmm.
and Crayola.
Mm-hmm.
With the same concept of Crayola crayon,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's makeup. She secured $1 million in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
mm-hmm.
one day of her launch, she secured $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So what's out here today is chasing, mm-hmm. trying to get and do what she has done. What was for her is for her.
Yes.
What's for you is for you. Mm-hmm. And with that, that's like being able to stay in your lane
mm-hmm.
and being able to be comfortable with what God has bestowed upon you in regards to the ideas
mm-hmm.
and see
yeah.
that you have for a business
mm-hmm.
or for your career. You know, is that if you're in the business sector or if you're working and you're trying to get promotions, you
mm-hmm.
just have to be comfortable and be comfortable with you and what you have to do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and not focus on others. But that's what happened. And so a lot of people became depressed on Black Friday.
Wow.
You know, because that weekend, that Thanksgiving weekend,
yeah.
they didn't secure the bag.
Mm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they didn't secure the bag the way they wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they secured a couple of problems,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
not six.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, but with that, it becomes a lot. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
a lot. It's just like, and that's what you have to ask yourself the question. What did I do? What didn't I do
okay.
for me to achieve the goals that I was trying to achieve, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when we go chasing money and we're in it for just that,
mm-hmm.
that's the problem.
Okay.
When you do something, right, regardless of, you know, when you love what you do, it doesn't matter whether you're paid to do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do what you have to do. And when you have that type of mindset shift,
mm-hmm.
that's when things start pouring into you.
Yeah.
Things start happening. You start getting all of the positive things. You have to put out positive energy. That's
mm-hmm.
what
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
you know, sure so many people have not been and don't put out positive
mm-hmm.
energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the thing is, when you start believing in yourself, when you believe in yourself, others believe in you.
Yes.
And that's when things start coming to you. But you have to, number one, you have to start believing in yourself. Number two, put God first.
Yes.
Whoever
yes.
you believe in, put them first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and basically pray on what it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you see your goals? Where do you see your dreams?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do? What are you manifesting
mm-hmm.
right now
mm-hmm.
in your life, being able to be comfortable with asking yourself those questions,
mm-hmm.
those difficult questions that you would normally ask yourself or ask anyone else.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that is a mouthful right there. I know that's right, and it's so disheartening, too, because you'll see some people up and then they're down. You know what I'm saying? That you see some people, they enroll, and then now you don't even hear from them anymore. You know, and I just know
right.
it's like you just always constantly got to be on your grind. But one thing you said, key was your passion. You get to have passion behind it. I remember I heard Will.i.am a couple of years ago say that your passion is what draws the wealth, your passion. When you're passionate about for something, and I just took that in terms of when you're passionate about it, you're going to promote, you're going to brand, you're going to invest in yourself, you're going to trust God for one. Trust God. Let me tell you, I trust Jesus for everything that I do. Don't wake up without him because I know I can't move or shift or operate without him. I want him in the business with me. I want him because I know he's the one. If he gave it to me, it's my job to make sure I nurture it, take care of it, you know, and also taking care of myself mentally because, like you said, peace is everything. your peace. Child, let me tell you, because some mornings when you don't feel like waking up, some mornings when you don't feel like hustling and grinding because your mind is all messed up, and I know all of us can attest to this, but even in your 9-to-5 job or your entrepreneur business, your own business owner, if mentally you ain't right, you ain't trying to get up and work and do nothing. I mean, when you don't have no peace and your mind is all over the place, you ain't grinding, you ain't branding, you ain't clocking in 9-to-5 nowhere. You just can't, you know. So, but I just believe, and another thing I want to touch on, sometimes people look at their age. Oh, my God, I know it's probably some listeners on here that may feel like I can't step out because of my age, and people are looking at me because of my age. Age don't have no number. Don't have no number. Don't look at that. And sometimes we dummy down what's on the inside of us because we feel like, oh, my God, people going to laugh at me if I lost it. People going to laugh at me if I come up. And I had a comment on my page when I launched my coffee line and said, we know you love coffee and you should have invented this. Okay, well, it wasn't for that time, but how about I'm going to remove your negative comment because we're having a good time. Good feedback, and you want to say you should have been did this? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you got to embrace it. What you mean I should have been did this? Everybody know you. I love coffee. Yeah, I do, but it wasn't for that time. And even if it was for that time and I missed it, God is so gracious that he brought it back to me again. You know what I'm saying? So I just bless the name of the Lord for that. So don't put no negative feed because I will remove your comment. May not remove you, but I'll remove your comment so we can keep flowing. But I'm like, what? I should have been in that. Oh, okay. But anyway, I'm just so pleased to have you on here. I know that out of your busy schedule, you took time to come on here. We got like 2 minutes, took time to come on here. I know. It's so fun. So honored. But listen, so I want you to tell everyone all the people and where they can reach you.
Okay, cool. Uh-huh. So you can reach me at on Facebook at Tyra Gardner.
Mm-hmm.
You can also reach me on Instagram and Twitter at anger.com.
Uh-huh.
You can also send me an email at myoutlet4b@gmail.com, and that's the number 4. And you can also, and you can also DM me. You know, I do answer DMs, so you can also DM me if you have any questions or, you know, need any questions or want to talk about something.
Yeah, and listen, don't you have an online store, too?
Yes, I do have an online store. You can actually get my online store from my website. My one website is tylaesgardner.com, and the other website is wellnesscenteromichaelis.com. You can reach the stores from there as well.
Okay.
And so I do have another store coming, but that's still in the works.
Yes, so whoever, it's just one gift I'm going to give somebody on today. So someone that's on here that can email me first, which is hopevictorious2@gmail.com, I'm going to give you one of Tyra's products, her gift boxes and bags, whatever she has on there. I love her stress kit that she has on there. I'll give somebody something from her store. So if you can email me at hopevictorious2@gmail.com. The first one on there, I'll send it out. Now, if you don't see it in the mail, then you know, or I ain't contacted you, you wasn't the first one to hit me up. Oh, my God. So did you want to comment or say something to somebody? Did someone say something on here, Tara, or... No.
Yes, I want to thank everybody for participating.
Yes.
Watching us this morning. You know, thank goodness. You know, God bless everybody. You know, I want you all to have an awesome, awesome day, awesome, awesome week. You know,
uh-huh.
Just remember, you know, to stay ready and to protect your peace.
Yes, yes, yes. What you say, and yes, and yeah, and protected, yes. So let us pray, and thank you all for joining us on this morning. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and we bless you. We lift you up and give you the highest praise, oh God. Lord, I thank you for everyone that joined in on today. I thank you for Dr. Tyra on today, for her giving her time on this morning, Father. I ask that God, you protect and keep her.
Keep her safe, God. Keep her mind, Father God. We thank you for the expansion of her life, God, the expansion of gifts and on the inside of her that you have, that you moving out and still going to move more through her. And God, we thank you, Lord, to everyone that's on this broadcast on today. Continue to keep them and keep their family. Continue to love on them, Father God. We thank you for the scripture on today, John 15:13, greater love hath no man than this, that will lay down his life for his friends. And yes, we know that he loves us. And you said in thy word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And for those who are traveling with us on today, on the road, listening in, I see them on the Blog Talk Radio. Girl, I have all kind of travels going on here. They dialed in and listening on the road. God bless you. Say travel mercy to you. So I'm sorry. Yes, and God bless you, Tyra, and I'll see you soon, and I'll be sure to so I can put my date in. Oh, and I also want to tell you guys that I'm going to be the repair center this evening at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time, and the flyer is on my page with the Zoom link. You know, you don't have to show your face on Zoom. Some folks are like, oh, I can't do Zoom. Okay, it's fine. You don't have to show your face, but you can dial in. So the repair center, I'll be a guest. Pastor John Gooden is the founder and CEO. The repair center, that will be on this evening. And you can look at the flyer on my page. So God bless you all, and have a wonderful day. God bless you, Tyra. Bye.
God bless you also. Goodbye.
Thank you.